Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
Uncle is a pastor of a church attending in Florida. I started just going because my neighbor kept on inviting me to church. I know they sat in the back and did that for a while until they started having more conversations with me, invited me out to stuff, and I got more involved. Started out doing parking lot stuff, then went into being an usher, and after doing that for a while, our uncle asked me to be his armor bearer. By the time I was 18, didn't know what he was talking about. Didn't really care for it that much. he said he saw something in me and he wanted that. At this time, my wife and I weren't together. We just went to the same church. Mm-hmm. So that started. We, part of being his armor bearer, number one duty was praying. First thing he taught me was prayer. He had to pray about, he'll call me at midnight saying he just got off a call with someone, we need to pray. And I'm like, dude, like, why are you calling me, man? 18, what do I know about these people going through life? But yeah, I kept on praying. And that's, as an armor bearer, that's one of your number one duties is to keep praying for your leader and keep praying for the stuff he's going through, because the armor bearer is literally carrying the shield, the armor, the weapons of your leader. So you share that responsibility in a very intimate, trustworthy space. It's not an easy space to handle if you're like me, who just was 18 and was trying to do my life and not worry about all this church stuff.
That's real. So that's interesting you bring up the season of life that you were in. What was going on with you and God, in your relationship with God, for this to now then been put on your, on your lap,
Yeah, so I was in a stage of, didn't want anything to do with the church. I grew up in church, went to church every day with my grandma. I was like, finally, I'm grown now. I don't have to go if I don't want to. So I started exploring that. And I thought I got away from it. And then as soon as I moved to Florida, my neighbor, as you know, was a pastor. And I couldn't hide from him anymore because he kept on inviting me every Sunday.
Amen.
So like, here I'm back in this church, I'm trying to get out of it and do my own thing, and I just keep getting pulled back. So I know that, as I explored that, I knew it was God just tugging at my heart to do something different than where I wanted to go with my life at that time.
Amen. It's so funny how when we are trying to run away from our gifts that God has given us, he always finds some kind of job for us to serve where we just can't get away from, regardless of how hard you try to maneuver. So let me ask you this, Andreas. You talked about prayer as kind of one of the things an armor bearer does as you assisted your pastor. What are some other things that you did in that role and with regard to duties?
Yeah. Other things were I drove him. I visited the hospitals with him. I sold his books. everything that he needed. After doing it and after training and coaching, I developed that heart of just wanting to serve. And one of the challenging part for me was that I was doing all the stuff, but there wasn't any shine on the position. It wasn't you're gonna get. You're in front, but you're like, you just pastor's dude. Right.
So I want to talk about that heart issue. Don't let me forget to talk about that heart issue. But I want to go a little bit chronological because, your pastor came to you. He saw something in you where you just poof, an armor bearer? Or was there some type of, you mentioned the word training. What was involved in that process?
Yeah, so I started doing, helping out in the parking lot, then became an usher. So kept on coming out, doing stuff, helping, packing up stuff after church, rolling up the cords, you know, helping, you know, clean and everything. Help whenever we had events, I'll come one of the first ones out there helping put stuff together, cleaning up. Also, the pastor at the time, his original armor bearer left, so he was like, I need somebody to help me out. And it was me and another guy he chose, and we trained up, and the other guy kind of flamed out. And I was ready to flame out. I was like, he was like, no, I see something in you. And backstory to that is I didn't grow up with my father, so I wasn't used to a male person invested in me like that. So it was a new phenomenon for me. I was like, okay, I hear what you're saying, but it wasn't something I was used to. So it kind of piqued my interest, and he saw that. And just talking and helping me find my heart issues. And I had a lot of pride at the time, so that was a big thing I had to work on.
So you talk about heart issues. Let's go there. What were some of the things that you had to work through in your heart, or insecurities that you may have had in having this particular, you know, role?
Mm-hmm. One, I was doing all this stuff. I wasn't getting paid.
Amen.
Get them 18, 19, trying to get my coins and get all, spending all this time and not getting paid. That was a huge issue for me. The understanding how to deal with the access to the information that I got exposed to and the conversations I got exposed to, and then leaving that room, go back into church, go back into regular, still deal with the person that you just heard the conversation or part of the conversation with in a graceful way, and not see them in whatever their struggle or vulnerability was, not attaching that to them. So that was very hard for me to separate those things. Mm-hmm. Those are a majority of the issues for me.
Gotcha. You know, there's always this thing about, you know, people that are seen, other people want to try to be around them. Mm-hmm. Because that's the end thing to do. You know, you see that with athletes, and they have all their entourage. Mm-hmm. Did you have to work through any of that of, hey, you know what, I'm next to the lead guy, you know, and, you know, I'm a little bit better than the rest of the cut?
I was a little full of myself. You know, so, you know, you know, I was sitting in the front, you know, sitting beside pastor, you know, got access to everything, knew everything what was going on, going to all the events, you know, everything. I felt important. Like, I'm the guy. You see all the other guys who are my age, like, you know, what did you do? Kind of deal. And having to then leave that and go hang with them, and they're like, man, you hang out with some more, like, you know, stuff like that. Trying to balance that was a lot to deal with. Mm-hmm.
And so what about the flip side of that, which is you wasn't the main guy. You were the number two guy.
Number two.
How did you work through that? They said, I'm generous. So how was it for you to work through, hey, I am behind the scenes, mm-hmm. and I'm not out up front?
So I had the conversation with my pastor. I was like, man, I feel like I'm doing all this stuff for you. Like, you know, what's this about? And he said, okay, you want to be the guy? This week, the church is yours. You make all the decisions.
Did that change your mind?
I was like, no, I'm good. So it's one thing being close to the decision, but it's one thing making the actual decisions, you know. So that was a huge, huge thing for me when he was like, yeah, I'm gonna call the ministers right now. They're gonna come to you for everything. Everyone's gonna ask you every question for church for the next week. You're the guy.
Man, you can't imagine that heavy burden on your soul, boy. You go from just worrying about one guy to now you got to worry about 200, 300 people. So I can see how you would kind of humble yourself out.
Yeah, quick.
Amen. So when you look at your gifts and talents, when you were in that role, what kind of impact did you make that not only on the pastor, but beyond him? Did you see an impact that was being made from what you were doing?
First impact was I saw the guys who were and the young people who were around my age were like, how do you do it? Like, you know, how do you balance all that stuff? How do you stay so committed and do all that stuff? And so it opened up a lot of conversations. It opened up opportunity for me to share stuff with them and help them along the way in their walk. So that was reward number one. And then from an impact perspective, I saw my role, how it had an impact on the rest of the church, daily operations, like just by me being able to drive him or me being able to pick something up, you know, freed him up to do something else. You know, yeah. At this point, the church was about 500-600 people. So there were, you know, I mean, everyone calling for stuff, you know, people being sick, you know, all kind of stuff going on. So just being able to pick up the slack in those little things that were not the shiny things to do, mm-hmm. you know, that was the major impact. I allowed him to give him the availability to serve the wider audience of the church and still being able to function in his life as a husband and a father to his kids.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, man, that's great, man. You know, when you look at the ability, I know y'all, did y'all ever get into any conversations or issues where y'all didn't see eye to eye on things? Mm-hmm. How did y'all work through that?
Yeah, so we had a youth convention coming up, and I had some ideas, and he wasn't hearing it. And I was like, all right, I'm out.
Wow,
and he was like, my voice is not needed, so I left. And you know, next day we had a man to man talk and figure out what was behind that. And pretty much what I found out in that moment is that my view was only right here, and he was like seeing the bigger thing. Mm-hmm. I was only seeing this little piece of the puzzle trying to do that, and he was thinking about the entire thing. Mm-hmm. That, you know, there was multiple moving pieces, right. You know, vendors and all kind of stuff to deal with, and I was only seeing this little part. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that he wasn't hearing me, he was trying to help, he was trying to elevate my thinking to see what he was seeing.
Yeah,
but I was closed off to that because I wanted my little piece, you know, to be a part of the entire show.
So we still got to be humble, huh? Yeah. Do it all.
Yeah.
That's tough, man. You know, one of the things I really appreciate about you, Andres, is you've been there for me in that capacity, you know, walking beside me, encouraging me, giving me ideas in that way. How do you see your gifts and talents that God has given you today and what you're trying to do with that today, currently in your relationship with God?
Currently, it's one is to share that experience with other people. I think I've been blessed enough to have that experience at a very young age, got access to a lot of things that most people won't have access to. So I would like to share that and share how the little things you do, while it might not be on the announcements on every Sunday morning, it still matters. It still counts. It's still part of the bigger, making the entire thing work. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's not about, you know, what I want or what anyone else wants. It's about how do we perfect this for God, mm-hmm. Making sure that everyone who's on the ride with us stays on the ride.
That's awesome, man. So with your experience, how would you advise somebody that is interested in becoming a small group assistant? What would be some things that you would advise them on to be able to look at and work through in their own hearts before they decide to make that decision?
First thing is come with a servant's heart. It's going to be real easy to have the inkling to want to be the spotlight person, but you got to understand that you can make impact from anywhere. As a leader, you can lead from anywhere. You don't have to be out front. As part of my military experience, we learned that a lot of the stuff that we implemented while in Afghanistan didn't come from the higher, it came from people who were on the ground doing stuff, and said that could save lives and brought it up and it was implemented. So mm-hmm. you can literally lead from anywhere. It doesn't need to be a position to
Amen.
Lead.
Amen. Amen. And I think Angel mentioned that book. How to Lead When You're Not in Charge. Yeah, How to Lead When You're Not in Charge. It's part of what you're talking about. Thank you, Brother Quake, because I was not going to get that. So let me ask you this, man. When you look at your heart right now to, be an assistant and help in, different capacities, are there any things that you're currently struggling with that makes this role you're talking about that much more difficult currently in your life? I know you talked about it in the past, but currently.
Still have my pride issues. Still feel like I've been here, done that before. Why I got to do this again? Still struggle with that, as an ongoing struggle of just me being a human. That something that keeps me humble, because I have to keep on taking that to God in prayer. That's my little thorn.
Amen. That's good. Have you ever seen your pastor in your previous experience you're talking about, you ever seen him fail where he just kind of blew it?
Yep.
How was that interaction for you guys, knowing that you're the guy that's supposed to, lift this guy up, and he just kind of blew it? What was that like?
So at first, I looked at him, and I was like, how could you let that happen? But then as I did some introspection, it's like, what did I do? If I'm really playing as armor bearer, what was my responsibility in that? I might not the one that made the choice, but what environment did I help create for him to have that failure? Mm-hmm. And so I say again, going back to the first piece of armor bearer is actually carrying the shield, carrying some of the weight. So it's not just, he's the main guy, so he takes all the blame. It's about how do we share in the responsibility of accomplishing the mission. And, there's going to be failures, but the thing is that how do I then continue serving, knowing that he has failures, knowing that he has failed, but how do I continue serving to lift him back up to get him where he needs to be?
Amen. That's great, man. That's great. Well, man, I really appreciate you, taking the time to open up and just share your experience of what it was like to be an armor bearer, what it's like to be the right-hand person, for a leader. And I think it's a good heart for us all that we all have to start in that position, that it's not this instant, claim to fame. And Angel has spoken before about, I wish it was another way, to be out front and doing all that stuff. And the life-changing things that happen, and this is from my perspective, my conviction, the life-changing things for me and my relationship with God have not been on a Sunday morning preaching in front of a couple hundred people. Mm-hmm. It's been one-on-one, sitting across the table from somebody and, seeing Angel or seeing Mike or, Chris who baptized me, and seeing them work with other people and learning from them and walking with them. And then me and Tasha then go on to sit across from a table and then see a couple change. Mm-hmm. So that's behind closed doors. I mean, nobody gets to see that.
Right.
And I believe that's where the heart of just being a servant at whatever level of leadership you are, just start with having the heart to want to serve. If it's in parking or whatever it may be, as Andre is starting, that's just where God has you right now. Mm-hmm. And we just need to obey what God puts on our heart. Amen?
Amen.
All right. I think Angel's going to come up.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. New sermons are uploaded each Monday morning. Simply search The Path Church Atlanta in iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting service. Additionally, we greatly appreciate your feedback on iTunes. If you would like to learn more about The Path, we encourage you to visit www.thepath.church. We hope to fellowship with you soon.